if attention is the engine, then the ability to monetize or the monetization of that engine is the transmission. But brand, community, neighborhood is the fuel that makes both the transmission and the engine go farther for less. Most teams try to be everywhere because they can, and it's a waste of time. Instead of focusing in a harmonious way with intention, where their content already works and where their brand and community and neighborhood already is being remembered, reminded, and recollected with repeat viewers, repeat saves, repeat shares, repeat branded searches. They rank platforms by attention density. There's a dark social media where people actually watch and act. There's a brand signal within that dark social media that requires recognition and trust and word of mouth, a neighborhood of people helping each other, knowing people that help each other, buying from each other, selling for each other for life. And although they can utilize every platform through a proper modification training strategy, we need to make sure we're paying attention to the top one or two. We need to make sure that we're concentrating on the concentration, because that attention and intention is the engine that will allow the transmission to monetize it and the brand to fuel it. For each and every winner, we align a native way to earn, to package it with a consistency, somewhat annoying in a consistent, persistent pursuit of our own potential, the consistency of repetitiveness with a clear articulation of the value, what's known as a clear promise, with that consistent frequency or voice, utilizing recognizable visuals, sounds, and proof, supported by logic, emotionally elevating us with a feeling of gratitude and forgiveness and accountability, utilizing testimonials, case studies to facilitate the logic, knowing that people buy on emotion for logical reasons. Urgency, which is a subset of importance, allows us to build a community on social media, light social and dark social media, and it will never be cheaper or easier than it is today. It's only going to get more expensive and more competitive. Utilizing organic reach, making yourself the algorithm, DMs, group chats, lives, and creator collabs are the lowest cost infrastructure you'll ever have. We don't need to spread thin across five channels. We need to edit, modify for five channels, but focus in on one or two. We need to do it loud now. We need to learn fast. Failure is our feedback in an ever-changing circumstance of analytics. And we need to turn what works into a repeatable brand-led frequency, an engine, a transmission, a fuel, this system that compounds attention and intention and transforms it into revenue. The first lesson, excuse me, of attention is an engine is understanding if we spread content everywhere without respecting where the attention actually lives, you will dilute the frequency, the energy, interfere with I am, and start falling into the trap of worrying about what I want people to think I am, which will only interfere with our potential. Strategic foresight is valuable, but analysis paralysis about every platform, trying to outwit, outthink, outlogic, will drain or interfere with the creativity, the collaboration, the commandments, and harmony that exists within the frequency of your neighborhood. So many creators post uniformly across all the channels, while their audience is clearly compounding on one. Meanwhile, a competitor doubles down where the attention is sound, concentrating and out-monetizing with fewer posts or attentional and intentional posts that are then modified for the additional platforms. We will share with the places that give you the attention, whatever it is. But where we're going to monetize is where the attention should follow. Treat the reel as a live signal. Attention first, monetization second, and then systemize both. If you haven't mapped out the last 90 days of your views, your watches, your dark social, the saves, and the watch times, without worrying about the follows by each and every platform, if you haven't ranked the platforms by what is called attention density within the light and the dark social, to figure out one or two of the platforms where you get 80% of the return on your investment of attention. We need to define the single monetization path native to your top platforms. And if you do, the trends will actually mean something. You'll have logic to back the emotions that we feel. The second lesson are betting on the platforms. Concentrate, bet on the platform, don't spray. It is a dissipation, not a spray. Excessive worrying about missing out, that FOMO needs to be JOMO. The fear of missing out becomes the joy of missing out on all platforms, fragmenting your message, slowing down your execution. You should have an engine of content that focuses on your primary attention and then modifies it for the secondary interest. Choosing clear bets accelerates the failure, which brings the feedback loop and creates the deal flow. So many entrepreneurs fixate on the emerging apps of the future and utilizing and worrying about competitors, stealing their joy of their JOMO, instead of serving current clients where they already are engaged, whether it be reels or emails. They're stalling their revenue. They're stalling their engine. So many platforms are interdependent, but not equal for you. Our best platform is the one where our audience already has demonstrated repetitive attention and intention, and most importantly, monetization intent. Have you audited the top of your funnel by impressions and watches, social, light, and dark media, profile taps, and mid-funnel clicks and DMs per platform? Don't be afraid to dissipate your content from the primary to the secondary and pause on creating and recreating low-yield channels. Try it for 30 days. Reallocate production time to the top platforms, winning those formats, and then utilizing modification to sustain the ones that are secondary, keeping their heart beating. Don't be afraid to put 30 to 60 reels, carousels, and lives if that's working for you. Don't be afraid to engage in the comments or post a blog if that's working for you. We need to be intentional in our bet, aligned with the attention and intention that we already have. Make a platform bet and concentrate and modify to spray. The third lesson is within the context of monetization alignment. We want to build where the eyes already are. So many content creators are paralyzed. So many companies are paralyzed with their products, services, and solutions. The paralyzing anxiety shows up as, I'll monetize this later. That delays the offers and the conditions of our audience to expect value without a go-no-go plan. If you don't know what a go-no-go plan is, are not using a go-no-go plan, then you are losing about 80% of your future opportunity by not setting forth the next step. Remember, 100% of the things you do now get done, 100% of the things you do next get done. If you're not aligning the monetization with your prospects, your pipeline, your neighborhood, your community, if you're not aligning the next steps, then you're 80% deficient in statistical success of being able to move forward with somebody aligned to monetize, to buy from you and sell for you for life. Capping off your ability to articulate the quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. So many creators and businesses, product services and solutions and brands utilize short form videos that they take off on TikTok, but offers live only on a disconnected website, or their conversions will lag, where a simple TikTok shopper lead magnet DM workflow inside the platform could double, triple, or quadruple their revenue in a shorter amount of time. We need to have monetization alignment. We need to match the monetization, the engine, to the attention pathways that exist. We want to clear the interference. We want to reduce the friction by placing the opt-in, the DM script, the storefront, or the booking link inside the attention stream, aligning the path of monetization alignment with the ultimate outcome of what we desire, or better, the ability to monetize our system, to create a vending machine. I'll put $2 in and get $4 out. How many $2 would you find if that was the case? If you have not already, we need to choose one native path per platform. IG could be a DM keyword, auto reply, calendar. TikTok could be shop or profile, link or micro offer. And then we have to use value. Figuring out emotionally what feels right, what works, doesn't work, what they like, doesn't like, what they know and don't know, and providing value in that respect, and utilizing value to invite the conversion, the CTA per format. If you can't quantify it, you can't measure it. You got to measure the click-throughs, the start rates, the revenues per thousand views and watches, both on the light and the dark social web. If you want this go-no-go plan, if you want to understand the light and the dark web, email me, get the exercises and guides, practice this stuff, ask for help. Join our Monday Mastermind networking group, david@dmeltzer.com. The fourth lesson is the OS, the operating system. The OS should have three components to it in this engine to monetize. We need to observe. We need to match. And we need to expand at an accelerated, aggregated, compound result. This is stemming from the AAA strategy that I created, which I'm happy to send to all of you again, david@dmeltzer.com. Get alignment by observing, being more interested than interesting. Take action and match what you see to the value of giving them more of what they like, what they don't like, what works, what doesn't work, of what they know or doesn't. They don't know, and then expand. Prepare for adjustment. Accelerate your divine direction. Aggregate the resources necessary and compound the outcomes, or better, exponentially. So many entrepreneurs worry about the future shifts that they end up wasting a successful cycle if they utilize rapid iteration in the observe, match, and expand philosophy, they would have iterated into a compounding impact or result, a monetization that's exponential compared to everybody trying to figure out how quickly things change. I promise you one thing, things will continue to change faster and faster. Your real winning is your learning speed, your failure feedback rate, not your predictive accuracy. Considering the trillions of variables that exist, first of all, and two, the speed in which things change, your prediction accuracy is getting worse and worse as linear time, lapse of time is created. So your win is in the failure feedback loop and the learning speed that you have in order to facilitate the closest you can to alignment, action, and adjustment to be able to observe, match, and expand. So many teams I work with, they notice the shortcomings that are overtaking their reels and their niche. They expand to weekly resources within 72 hours. They adjust the CTAs natively and keep the CPMs and the RPMs rising. We need to trust. We need to trust the future. By giving meaning to the past in a rapid feedback loop, trust the future solutions that they will emerge. Trust that the evidence that exists today or the evidence that's contrary to where you want to be is actually getting you to where you want to be. And we have to let the trust motivate our actions and decision-making and feedback today. We need to ship, measure, and adjust before trends harden. Set a time for a signal review. Top three content, top three drop-offs. Utilize testing and going in order to facilitate, to make easy the adjustments of observe, match, and expand. Utilize a pre-approval process for 20% weekly resources that swing towards the best performing platform or the best performing content. One, test and learn by utilizing creative A/B tests per week for hooks, formats, or CTA. Constantly fail for feedback and do it fast. The operating system is based on the AAA strategy, which I'm happy to send to you, david@dmeltzer.com. This operating system that allows us to learn, to observe, to match, and to expand. The fifth lesson, stay present, stay intentional, stay focused on the execution. So many of us get caught up into the strategy and the planning and the adjusting. I had a friend, he invented Pictionary, and he wanted to write a book about the journey of writing Pictionary. I think him writing the book took longer than the journey to have the huge success that he had with Pictionary. In the time frame, things kept changing and changing that he was writing his book, but I was joking with him that he could have written 8 books because he didn't stay present. He didn't stay focused on execution. He allowed the circumstances that were changing around him to change his ideas and change his plan and change his book instead of taking control of the stories and the lessons to get him to where he wanted to be or better. He was an excessive worrier about what's next. Worrying is a duplicate and negative. It not only interferes with the infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy you have, but it's wishing for what you don't want. People who are present, they check the rearview mirror to give meaning to the feedback, the failure, the mistakes, the setbacks, the defining moments, the historical relevances. They don't drive looking in the rearview mirror. It would cause a shadow or a crash in the future. When they stay present and peek into the rearview mirror to give a meaning of the past, to stay focused on the creation and the near-term 24-hour execution to keep the momentum, the inspiration, intuition, intelligence in alignment with where they want to be or better, and most importantly, the cash flow healthy. So many companies debate multiple channels. Their founders, they set a sprint 14-day to publish 20 winning format videos on top platforms that ship one native funnel. Stop debating. Use attention plus intention to equal the coincidences, the coinciding of where you want to be. Utilize your primary platforms to distribute content to your secondary platforms. Get feedback back fast in that loop. Stay present. Check the rearview mirror. Give meaning to the facts and the feedback, but align it with where you want to be or better. Because with clarity comes harmony, and with harmony comes action. Move first, learn fast, then scale what works for as long as it works, and then move on. We need to utilize non-negotiable behaviors to make sure that we are taking care of what's most important of us: our sleep, our health, our family, our finance, the study of the past, the relativity of the past, the study of time to stay present, and of course, our faith to remain protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. What are your non-negotiables? Are they aligned with near-term and long-term objectives? Have you set them as non-negotiables? No matter what the circumstances of the day, this is the production I'm going to get done. 10 posts in this today, this platform, primary or secondary, light web or dark social web. How about your near-term monetization unconditionally, non-negotiably, non-circumstantially? I'm going to knock on 150 doors a day. That'll monetize it. I'm going to do 50 conversations in person today, on the phone, via email, social media. Utilizing non-negotiable behavior will exponentially allow you to succeed to where you want to be, or even better. Utilize the other negotiable time to just add time to the non-negotiables, or set forth testing and feedback and mistakes that'll get you to where you want to be by learning, by peeking in the rearview mirror, but looking forward in the present, the 24 hours you're granted every day, except for the last day of your life. Make sure that we use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons. We use forgiveness so that we can positively be impacted by the feedback of the mistakes, setbacks, failures, etc. Making sure that we utilize the non-negotiable behavior to help us exponentially accelerate, aggregate, and compound these outcomes. Remind yourself, remember, and recollect that I am accountable. Ask yourself through the feedback loop, what did I do to be responsible for this? What did I do to attract this to myself? And most importantly, what am I doing to participate in this perception based off of the meaning of the past, which is the only limit of my self-image, notating I will never overachieve my own self-image. Utilize this recollection of reminders and remembrances to stay in spirit, to examine what we're doing, to respond to the reactions to the fear, interfering with our potential. If we want to utilize attention of others and the intention and awareness and frequency of others as an engine, we need to understand the attention density. We need to see the trends and the signals of the trends that are actually there with the people to monetize it. We need to have primary and secondary platforms in the dark and the light social media by attention density. where people actually watch and participate and engage and act in our neighborhood. Utilizing brand signals as recognition, trust, and the ability to buy from us and sell for us, the word of mouth, and then create our primary platforms to dissipate information into the secondary. Understanding that attention is the engine, monetization is the transmission, and brand is the fuel that makes both go farther for less. Look for those trend signals. Utilize the attention density. Look for and bet on the primary platforms. Concentrate on those and use that content to spray the rest. Don't just concentrate and spray everywhere. Understand your funnels and impressions and taps and DMs and clips, your low yield and high yields, and use winning formats. Remember the monetization alignment. Build where they are already. Don't paralyze yourself with anxiety that you're going to monetize this later. Figure out your plan. Connect the dots backwards. Match the monetization to the intention pathways. Clear the interference between you and more than enough of everything for everyone. Utilize the operating system of the AAA strategy with alignment, action, and adjustment. We need to observe, match, and expand. Utilize a signal review in order to facilitate that adjustment to get you to where you want to be or better. And remember to stay present, to peek in the rearview mirror at the meaning of the past to get you to where you want to be. Don't cast a shadow onto your future without focusing in on the execution. Excessive worrying, excessive strategizing will interfere with the infinite energy, information, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that's necessary to reach your long-term goals or better, to keep the inspiration and momentum, and most importantly, the cash flow healthy without interfering with it. Clarity comes from the harmony, and the harmony creates the action. Move first, learn fast, and scale what works. Clarity, harmony, and focus comes from doing, not debating. From action, not strategy. Use a simple loop. Observe what works, match it to what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well, and then expand when needed. Make the commitment to a short sprint on your primary platforms, and then add the modification, add the clear call to actions, add what gives value to what works, what doesn't work, what is known, what's not known, what they like and what they don't like, and articulate how you're providing more of what they like, taking away what they don't like, providing more of what works, taking away what doesn't work, giving them more of what they know, taking away what they don't know, and articulating that value, and have a go, no go plan to invite them, not obligate them, to the next step. Check the reality. Attention density, click-through rate, revenue are not opinions. Cut out the low performance. Double down on what compounds exponentially in your favor, in your divine direction. Go where the attention flows and the intention will flow to execute and monetize this great opportunity. And build an engine to engineer the systems to keep it compounding. We are blessed to have this amazing community. We want to invite you. Please join us. Please let us give you and empower you to empower others to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We are so grateful. We appreciate you. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. be kind to your future self and do good deeds.